Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason He. Before we begin today's story, I shall take a moment to thank our sponsor, the Grand Library at Canavalar, housing the entirety of Elvish history with stories from each of the seven tribes. The Grand Library weaves the tapestry for future generations. Gaze upon its shimmering spires and pay your respects to the deep wisdom of affinity on your next visit to the Crystal City. This week's adventure begins in the Crystal City of Canavalar, where our heroes have made their case for peace to Aemon Rhys, tribal elder of the Celadon Elves. The party rests at Blackthorn's barn while Aelar, the elvish monk, meditates on dual visions from the Pool of the Departed. Athynia and Zerdan wake before dawn to visit the statue of Tenris. As the sun rises over Sorrow's Peak and morning rays reflect off the crystalline dragon, Athynia senses a premonition of water and danger, while Zerdan experiences a profound vision dream. He sees the Vogel Woods burning with sprites and their healing waters choked in ashes. Havram, the wizened healer who resurrected Zerdan, chained and imprisoned. All of Briar County is roiled in open rebellion against the tyranny of Lord Tarnath. Stunned by these visions, Zerdan fails to notice a growing crowd in the central plaza until he is roused by the clarion call of elvish fanfare. Cavalry of the martial caste gather with their stallions and mithril lances under the plum blossoms of Canavalar. Trumpeters summon the elves, as well as the rest of the party, to observe the procession of the elite Celadon warriors. The cavalry ride past the city gates, descend the terraced gardens, and meet a great war host of Celadon marshals on the plains of Dain Rajesh, their banners blowing west as chilling winds descend from Mount Tinar. Distracted by the grandeur and pageantry, our heroes are caught off guard by the sudden appearance of Famerfans. The gnomish fixer urges them to gather their belongings and ready themselves for the journey back to the realm through the smuggler's tunnel. Famerfans leads our heroes to the edge of the city and reveals the entrance to an old dwarven mine. Using gnomish magic, he opens the gate to the Underdark, offering these words of wisdom.
Follow the mine shaft a long way down, then turn left. Always left, not right. Not right to not go left. Got it? Oh, and be wary of treasures. No touching.
Our heroes descend for miles through darkness and stale air before reaching a junction. The tunnel forks left and right, but there is a middle path obstructed by a large boulder. Gustav's curiosity overrides the gnome's advice. The shrubbery artist uses a previously unrevealed gift of transformation, becoming a whiff of smoke to pass through a tiny gap to scout the chamber beyond. Remembering the Entish wand gifted by Mossbeard, Gustav asks if anyone has any plants to donate to the cause. The druid obliges, and Finn hands over a tuber he collected from the Sylvan Forest. Gustav wedges this offering into the gap, then uses Mossbeard's finger to channel his own lifeblood. Sensing the boulder shake, Gustav continues to pour his energy into the tuber, which sprouts arms, legs, and a face. The party is amazed at Gustav's act of creation. This new entity introduced itself simply as Root. Athynia, Aelar, and Root then team up to move the boulder to discover a chamber with bones, a pile of treasure, and a deadly mimic disguised as a wooden chest. With swift action, our heroes dispatch the predatory shapeshifter and return to the safe passage prescribed by Famerfans. Traversing ancient chambers and deftly steering clear of a suspicious underground fountain, our heroes finally emerge from the underground to a new day on the realmish side of the ley line. They are greeted by Seth of Haven, bearing news from Lavin Zandar and instructions to regroup in the peaceful town of Vance. Join us next time for more tales of valor from the heroes of the realm. Thank you.